Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Nicholas Whitson, coming back at you with day two, or episode two of the study of the seven churches. And today we're doing Smyrna, which is oddly spelled S-M-Y-R-N-A, but it's pronounced Smyrna. Smyrna. Anyway, in this passage, let me just read it out. It's not too long, but it says, "These are the words of him who is the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega," that is added on, "who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich." So Jesus knows our pain and our losses. But yet we are rich because we hold the Holy Spirit within our own hearts. I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are in synagogue of Satan. So your persecutors, do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown. So this short little passage, verses chapter 2 of Revelation, verses 8 through 11. This short little passage is just trying to encourage those in persecution. Of course, it's not very common for I believe it's not common for Americans to deal with persecution, but it is an encouragement that when you are being persecuted, be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown. So if we die, physically, we will be given life spiritually, which is the end goal. But something that I'd like to point out is, instead of just standing doormat, be active in your faith and let your faith work out action, because I believe that we are made to change the world. We are world changers because we are made in Jesus' image, and Jesus certainly changed the world for the better. And we are put on earth to also change the world. We have a purpose on earth, whether that be lead a few people to Jesus or whatever that may be. But yeah, absolutely. Be faithful even to the point of death. That is something that I think all people can meditate on today and throughout this week. Honestly, this week of December 10 to the 17th. Hopefully you guys are having a great day. I absolutely am having a great day myself. And when we are being tested or persecuted, let's all encourage each other to be faithful, even to the point of death. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this short little passage. This is Nicholas Whitson signing off. Gonna call it a good day. And that's all, folks. Peace.